Aboriginal elders in Western Australia have high hopes a new foster care program will strengthen the link that Indigenous kids in care have with their country. And if it's successful, advocates want to see it rolled out across the nation, as Danny Tran reports.
Francis Khan wants to spare today's Aboriginal kids from feelings of grief he knows too well.
What's really important is to use my experience and short-circuit it for the kids that are coming through. And short-circuiting meant I used my experience. I used the anger and all the stuff I had to deal with and how I put that into perspective.
He's now 62 and a Noongar elder, but grew up on the Rowlands Christian Mission in Bunbury, Western Australia, where hundreds of children from the Stolen Generations were sent. From when he was a baby until he was 17 and moved away, Rowlands was home and life was tough.
The message that was constantly put to us was that our people were evil and our community and our culture was evil.
The kids would seize on any little bit of information they could find, often from other children who came and went, in the hopes it would anchor them to their family, their land and their culture.
Well, it gave you identity, you know, even just a small identity. It just gave you enough to keep you to work out who you are and where you come from and why is all this occurring to me.
Rowlands Mission is long gone and the site's been renamed Rowlands Village, but the issue of Aboriginal children in foster care hasn't gone away. It was that concern which inspired Noongar woman Violet Pickett and her sisters to create a unique program where Aboriginal kids are placed with carers from their own culture. Instead of being called out-of-home care, the program's being called other home care, and they've just had their first child placed with them.
It's about love and security, you know, and home, because if you're moving around, you know, every 6 months, different homes, you want one place where you know that no matter what, that's where you're going to be secure in love as well as safety.
It's a place where parents can come and stay with their children, but it's also about cultural identity and a link to land, language and history.
It's really vital. Like, it's your heart and your soul, really, where what country, where you grew up, where your grandparents grew up.
The program's being run by Waka Bunning Kiaka Inc., which represents the children who were put in the mission over a 30-year period. It's being supported by MacKillop Family Services. Its chief executive, Robin Miller, believes the program has potential for the rest of Australia.
This could be a lighthouse. It's shining some light on how to do it differently and how to let community lead and recognising the expertise and that Aboriginal people know best how to provide culturally safe care for children.
Robin Miller from MacKillop Family Services, ending Danny Tran's report.